This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, October 17th. Well, wheat markets yesterday were firm to start, but we couldn't quite hang on to those gains. Chicago ended up lower by a couple cents. That was a good 11 cents off its high. Kansas City was pretty much unchanged. Minneapolis was slightly higher. So we did see some correction in those spreads. Chicago had been gaining on the hard wheats, and yesterday we gave up some of those gains. Corn was a bit lower, while soybeans managed to push a bit higher. So, you know, for the most part, the market is just pacing sideways. We're working our way through the harvest of corn and soybeans, seeing some pretty good progress. The progress report yesterday showed that corn harvest was 45% complete. That's up 11 on the week. Soybean harvest at 62% complete was up 19 on the week. And winter wheat planting, 66%, that was up 11 on the week. So we're moving along. We're going to see some rain delays in the western part of the Midwest and somewhat to the north, but it doesn't look like it's going to be anything long-lasting. Those rains will help replenish some of the low river levels, and that should help with barge traffic. In the Central Plains, we're looking at a pretty decent system from West Texas, which encompasses much of the panhandle, and then comes diagonally to the northeast through Oklahoma, central to eastern Kansas, up into western Iowa. That is developing over the next couple weeks. So we should see a nice increase in moisture again in the southern plains that not only will help winter wheat get going, but also will help replenish some pastures. Of course, Texas has been gripped in drought for the last year and a half to 2 years. This is going to go a long way to helping that. So eastern Texas has had quite a bit of rain. In fact, the eastern plains have had decent rains through much of the late summer and fall. It's been the western half that has struggled, and you know, this system will help significantly. As you get up into the central plains, western Nebraska on north, they've had better rains as well. Much of the Dakotas, Montana, is seen as a notable improvement in moisture levels. And over the next couple of weeks, we're looking at a forecast that shows a significant increase in rain across the northern plains, the far northern plains, the northern third of Montana, North Dakota, and that stretches up into the Canadian prairies. So that will be a huge help to the Canadian guys who had a pretty rough year due to dryness this year. So moisture appears to be on the way, and you know, that's clearly going to be helpful for the winter wheat planting and emergence, and just kind of helping restore some of these subsoil profiles that have been perennially dry. And that sets us up very well, or at least in a better position for next year. Speaking of weather, down in the southern hemisphere, still dry in Argentina. The far southeast of Victoria is getting some rain, and you know, that has helped their wheat crop. But for the most part, the rest of the country has been dry. We're just starting to get into harvest, so rains that would come now are not going to be helpful for wheat anyway, but it would help some of their summer crops. But it just doesn't appear to be in the forecast. For Argentina, their winter wheat crop, by and large, was dry as well, but there are more rains forecast for the bulk of Argentine growing regions. So their soybean and corn crops should be in a better situation, but for wheat, they're looking at a pretty tight supply coming out of there as they begin their harvest as well. Brazil appears to be stuck in their pattern of dryness across most of their soybean planting areas, the central to northern part of Brazil, which is delaying soybean harvest to some degree. It looks like they're around 10% planted, which is down 1 point from a year ago. But you know, the reports we're hearing is that farmers are just sitting tight, waiting for some rains to develop before they get back into the field. The southern part of Brazil, which is where much of their wheat is grown, has had far too much rain over this season, and it looks like more is on the way. So it's just a disaster going on in Brazil's wheat crop. And they're big importers of wheat anyway, but they normally get most of it from Argentina. Well, Argentina's not going to have that big of a crop to be able to supply all of Brazil's needs. So they're going to have to come to the open market. That leaves the United States. It also leaves Russia. They do buy Russian wheat. So that's something to keep in mind as well. But we do expect them to be a bigger presence in the world market over the next several months. China has made a big splash in the markets over the last few weeks. They initially started out buying wheat from France. They bought some wheat from Australia. But again, Australia's new crop is not going to be all that plentiful. And the United States last week, they bought quite a bit of wheat from us. So they are coming into the market. They're expected to import anywhere from 10 to 11 million tons. So they probably got a couple million of that done. They've got a ways to go. And so, you know, if they come in, continue to buy U.S. soft red, then obviously that's going to support the Chicago market. And that's why those spreads narrowed, with Chicago gaining on Kansas City and Minneapolis last week. I think that that's probably going to continue to some degree, but I really don't see KC and Minneapolis falling too far behind. They've got to protect their own supplies, and I just don't think that the quality wheats, which are in short supply worldwide, are going to fall behind the soft wheats by any large degree. I think if Chicago is going to push higher, that's going to pull Kansas City and Minneapolis along with it. I think the whole wheat complex is turning a corner. You know, we did not have a fall rally. Obviously, we had a fall sell-off, and it looks like the normal turn of the seasonal of early October is going to end up to be a low rather than a high. But demand for wheat is strong. Demand for all grains is strong, for that matter. And I think winter offers more opportunity here, with exports out of the Black Sea slowing down. And the exports that would be coming from the Southern Hemisphere are going to be slow to start with and really not make that big of an impact in the broader market. A couple other things. USDA's report yesterday for the crush, soybean crush for September, was record large at 165.5 million bushels. That was up 4 million bushels over August and up 7 million bushels over a year ago. Increased demand for biodiesel will continue to underpin that market. July renewable capacity is increasing significantly, with plants being built across the country. The capacity was up 4 million gallons in June, and it was up 1.6 billion gallons over a year ago, at 3.7 billion gallons per year. That's a huge increase, and we've got 50% more capacity being built as we speak. So the demand for renewables is huge, and the demand for, you know, veg oil, in particular soybean oil, is just increasing steadily. So there's, you know, the crush rate's going to continue to be strong. It's going to continue to underpin soy oil, not only here in the United States, but veg oil around the world. So it's, I think that any hint that you're going to have production problems, especially which is already being hinted in Brazil, certainly could send the soy complex sharply higher. So those are things we want to keep an eye on. In the meantime, you're cutting a big crop here in the United States. Not a lot of reason to be ultra concerned about soybean supplies, but Brazil is the other major grower in the world, and issues there would change the market's attitude quickly. So moving forward, again, I think wheat is turning the corner. It's slow, I think, but it'll be steady. I think the bull spreads will work. I think we'll work our way higher through the winter, probably targeting that early February seasonal, where we'll see kind of where we're at that point. But winter wheat planting should be decent. Winter wheat emergence and establishment should be fine. And I think that will probably, you know, keep a lid on the new crop prices, which is why I think the bull spreads will work pretty well over the next few months. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.